I don't know if it's lazy or not to not type this out. Instead, I'm just going to verbally respond, which is why this is an audio. I suppose you could say this is improv. That was a bad joke. I'm sorry. So you asked about those of us at improv, and a lot of my audios are improv with occasional scripts there, here and there. I actually don't write out a guideline beforehand, for me at least. I'll write down like the idea and tags that come to mind that like kind of inspire it. Just like quick words that, but it's mostly all in my head. Because generally, I'm talking to myself is how I do my improvs. Like I say something, and that initial response, which I expect to be the reader, there's a response in my head, which is why I think I have such a hard time with script reading, because it's generally one perspective. Or not reading, writing, script writing. I also don't edit as much as I should. It actually really doesn't come down to a lot of editing. I find it actually easier when I kind of screw up words that I can quickly redo them or revamp something just because it's got a lot more fluidity to it. And I can also try out words. So editing, I don't think, takes me any longer. In fact, I think editing takes me longer with script writing because it needs to be a certain way or certain things sound off kind of thing. Whereas with improv, it feels a little bit more loosey-goosey. And there's not a lot of ums. And if anything, they're easy to cut out. And I love that you love all the improvs that people do. They're very fun. I wish more people could do improvs. But then again, there's nothing wrong with script writing. Even if it's for other people or you're writing for your own scripts or picking up other people's scripts, because we all love good writing as well. It's fantastique.